We finish off Rabbi Yishmael's 13 principles with Davar Halamin Minyana and Davar Halamin Misayfa, which is a matter elucidated from its context, or also it could be elucidated from its following passage. What does that mean? Because of its contextual relationship, for example, with Lo Sirtzach, in the Aseres HaDibros, you've got Lo Sirtzach and Lo Sinach next to each other. And therefore, the Avera of Lo Sinach carries with it a death penalty. We therefore learn that Lo Signaif also has a death penalty to it as well. And therefore, we also learn from this principle that when we say in the Aseres HaDibros Lo Signaif, it's not talking about stealing money, because stealing money you don't get the death penalty for. Rather, Lo Signaif in the Aseres HaDibros is talking about kidnapping, and kidnapping is something which is punishable by death. Okay? You also have Davar Halamin Misayfa, where you have something which is learned from the law of that you've got to destroy the house that's got saras. And therefore, because of what comes after it, it's limited to stone, wood, and clay. So context is everything in the Torah. That's Davar Halamin Mi'inyano, Davar Halamin Misayfa. And the final one is V'chein Shnei Ksuvim HaMakhishim Zeh. You've got two psukim that actually contradict each other. You've got the third pasuk, and that comes to decide and elucidate the other two. So, for example, pasuk tells us in Shmos Perichaf, "Atem Reisem Ki Min Hashamayim Dibayti Machem." You've seen that I spoke to you from Shamayim. On the other hand, the pasuk tells us in Perik Yates that Hashem came down on top of Har Sinai, Al Rei Shahar. So we've got two psukim that contradict each other. Was Hashem in heaven, or was Hashem on Har Sinai? So we've got a third pasuk, and that's in Dvarim, Perek Dalet, pasuk Laman Vav. Min Hashamayim Hishmeres Kalecha. Out of heaven, He let you hear His voice, to take you under the bond of His discipline. And on earth, He let you see His great fire, and you heard His words out of the fire. So really what was happening, in fact, Chazal tell us, He bent the heavens. Shamayim bent down till it touched the top of the mountain. And therefore, what's happening at Maimed Har Sinai, and this is an amazing thing to learn before Shavuos, is there was a fusion of heaven and earth. Normally, Shamayim, Shamayim, Lashem, Va'aretz, Nasan, Livnei Adam. But there was one point in human history where Shamayim and Aretz essentially come together. And that was at Maimed Har Sinai. Perhaps it was because the whole point of it was to establish for us the credibility of Moshe Rabbeinu as the giver of the Torah, whether it was to instill in Klal Yisrael that Emunah in Moshe forever, or Yiras Shamayim forever, that we needed to have some kind of heavenly experience while we were still on this earth. And perhaps that's what it means. That's what Chazal are telling us. Hashem bent the heavens and they touched the mountains. That it's all really coming together as one. This is something which is impossible for us to conceive of, impossible for us to understand. But at least the metaphor of creating heaven on earth is something that we can start to appreciate, living with a heavenly perspective. That's what a Jew is meant to do. We're not really living in this world. We're living a heavenly life already in this world.